Melissa Ponczak, and welcome to episode 115 of Books Cubed, the show where I chat with authors you should be reading. I have a great show for you today. I'm talking with two fellow authors who are with me at Wild Deadwood Reads in Deadwood, South Dakota for Father's Day weekend for a book convention. We're going to get right to it, and I will see you after.
Okay, I want to welcome everybody to the show, and I'm just going to have the ladies introduce themselves because it's just easier that way. So we're going to start with Kristen.
Yeah, I'm KJ Gillenwater, and I write a variety of things. I started writing about 20 years ago, and now I have 13 books, and it ranges from science fiction to different flavors of romance to some paranormal suspense and even a little bit of mystery suspense. So I kind of do it all.
And I'm Jean Alfieri. I am a children's author of short story poems starring my often mischievous and always adorable pug, named Zuggy, and he is a rescue pug.
How long have you had him?
Okay, so God willing, there will always be a pug in the house, and that is my muse. So the original pug came to the house in 2005. He passed in 2014, and there have been a series. And so they all have the alias, right, of Zuggy, because they prefer to stay out of the limelight and be a little bit more undercover, so they can't be identified in public. So that's how we roll here.
Oh, I love that. How many books do you have out?
So just last month, we released three for the holidays. So there is a Halloween book called Costume Crazy, a Thanksgiving book called The Great Turkey Chase, and a Christmas book called Santa Paws Saves Christmas. And they're all activity books. So those were books 8, 9, and 10 in the whole collection. So there have been, every year there's a book or two, a Zuggy book or two that comes out.
Okay, so we're going to jump in, and we all were recently at Wild Deadwood Reads, which was a signing convention in Deadwood, South Dakota. I keep wanting to say North Dakota. So here was the lovely program, and I don't know if this is going to be the correct way. If it's not, I'm
it
so sorry,
good.
Everybody.
Yep.
So does it look okay to everybody else? Okay. Very good. So we met in Deadwood and we were at this convention and I had a blast. I have not done many conventions. Have you guys done a lot?
I've done book signings. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kristen.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's the biggest thing I've ever been to is Deadwood.
Me too. And this is the first time I've been.
And it was huge. There were, I'd heard there were 93, but there were some people that didn't come. Does anybody know the final tally?
I don't know, but I'll offer, even though I knew the number was high, I don't think I had a true appreciation for how many people were there till we took the picture. When we did picture at the beginning, holy cow, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was there. It was, all you see is my hair and you see Kristen's face and my hair. So I think next year we got to sneak and sit in the front row.
Right.
We're going back next year. Are you going back next year, Jean?
I'm going to try.
Okay, good. So I want to, for the readers, let's start with authors. So for authors out there who are interested in doing a convention, what do you guys recommend? I know you have a table and you have books, but what do you recommend for tables? Let's start with you, Jean. What do you recommend for authors who are going to a con?
So I packed everything, even the kitchen sink. I like it all, right? Because I like my tablecloth. And so I want to do just something that stands out a little bit more. And it's worth it. I mean, to pack a tablecloth is no effort. But because I do, you know, I say children's, kids of all ages, who doesn't love stickers and bookmarks and card games and plushies? And so my car was full of Zuggy stuff. And I also do guided journals. And so because, you know, you want to be able to pull in a little bit for everything and everybody. That is always nice for the adult that doesn't have a child in their life and just wants to capture their own stories. So I had plenty of those too. So I say bring it all. I know that is probably not helpful, but that was that. And I got to say, when I do it again, I will do the same because I just want to have everything there. It's comfortable to me. I've got a banner and, you know, stands so that people can visually see the books as they approach the table. So I find that my setup is easy to see and easy to draw people in. And so that's what I go with.
And you said you have plushies. Do you have the pug plushies?
Do you have one near you? I will get one. Hold on. You guys keep talking.
You go grab one. And then Kristen, run us through what you do table-wise.
I want to see this.
I want to say, yeah.
What do I bring? Well, I drive, so I don't live that far away. It's about 6 hours. So I just also try and fit as much as I can in the back of my car. But I always bring a tablecloth and forget to put it down. I just start laying out all my books and then I'm like, crap, I had my tablecloth. So I do have a tablecloth that rarely gets used. And then I just have like a foam core poster board and an easel. That's all I put behind me. That worked pretty well for me this year. I know people could see that across the room, so I made it pretty big. And then I bought a new book stand. So I have like this little fold up bookshelf thing that I can set up. And then I too bring all the swag, whatever I got. I got stickers, I got magnets, I got pens, you know, whatever they want to grab and take. But you know, it's fun to see what everybody else does. That's kind of what's interesting, is to look at other tables, and they have great ideas too.
It truly is. And Kristen had a great idea for you authors out there. She said to me, we had tables next to each other, and she said, take your book series. I write, as everybody who listens to the show know, I write cozy mystery, and I also write fantasy. And she said, take the three books you have and put a ribbon around them and sell them as a bundle, and just knock the price down a little bit. And I sold out of my bundles. So nice. That was, yeah, that was great. Did you get your plushie?
I did. So we've got the big Huggy plushie.
It's big.
His character wears a bandana, so I had them custom made. And if anyone's interested, Stuffed Safari is the place to go for your plushies. And then I got the little beanie size too, with the blue bandana. Aww. Because sometimes you just want something a little smaller, and that works too. But I do something similar in that I do packages. So if you want to get a book, it's one price. If you want to get a book and a plushie, you know, it's another price. And if you want to get two books, so I don't try and make it too complicated, because then people have too many choices, and that doesn't work either. But it's nice to be able to offer them something if they want to do like a gift package.
I like that. And for anybody who's listening, those were absolutely adorable, and you need to go to YouTube and watch, just at least fast forward through the show till you can see the plushies, especially if you're an author who is looking for swag for your table. Now I have a greyhound in my books. So I may want to take a peek at that site to see if there are some, and she's a weird greyhound, you know, legs everywhere, weird nose, the blob on the end wiggles on its independently and that kind of thing. So I had kind of toyed with trying to make something myself, and I'm like, nah, I can't, I don't have time to do this.
Right.
So yeah. So well, I'll throw a link to Safari. What would you say it was again?
It's Stuffed Safari.
Stuffed Safari. Yep. In the show notes. We talked about what authors should bring. And what if you're a reader? What do you suggest? Because I had people coming past my table who looked absolutely overwhelmed because there was so much to choose from. And I had gone around beforehand and kind of knew where people were. So I would say, you know, what do you like to read? And then kind of direct them to the area of the room that were their interests. If I knew, if they, you know, romance or whatever, okay, go down there and this kind of thing. But what do you recommend? Can you recommend anything for readers when they walk in a room that big?
So for me, I really appreciated the program, because it gave a nice little summary of the types of books and about the author. And that to me is very interesting, to know a bit about the author as well. And then I will offer that I just like to wander. And it's all about the experience. And when you have all day, it's just so fun to walk around and just see people and connect with people. So as a reader, I just enjoy being able to meander and see what you find.
What I really appreciated is that they give you that, you know, they give readers a map and a bag, and they kind of give them all this freebie stuff when they show up. And if you get enough signatures on your little booklet or your paper, that you can be put in for this basket prize at the end. And I just think that really motivates readers to go up and down all the aisles, see everything, so that it doesn't seem so overwhelming. It's kind of like a game or a little maze you go through, you know, and you want to get the signatures, especially for like those teenagers that came through.
Yeah.
You know, they looked a little lost, I would say, but they all started to catch on to the signature game, you know. So, but I like that they give them bags, and so they can put all the swag that they pick up in there or books that they buy, and they make it really easy for readers to just walk in for free with nothing and go away with a lot of stuff. So it's fun for readers.
Yeah.
Was there also an option for people to pay to get into the raffle? And I wondered that. I didn't quite understand because I thought it was supporting the horse sanctuary there.
Yeah. Right? So there was the basket or whatever the prize was for the signature drawing, right? You put that in a separate drawing and then you could buy the tickets. I don't remember what they cost, but you buy tickets and then you put it into the buckets that are in front of, right? And then they draw.
Okay. So, that's what I thought. Right.
Yeah, and they have some great themed baskets. People go all out. It's amazing.
There were some, and the baskets were huge.
Yeah.
They were huge. Yeah, and I did not see what was in the reader swag bags. Did anybody see what was inside those?
No, because I heard they ran out. There were so many people there. They did.
It was a steady stream of people all day. I mean, I've been to shows where I did a show, I won't say who it was. We had, I think there were maybe 10 people that came through and that was it. Oh. And it was a weekend show. So the Saturday, and we were in this really cool old hotel that was supposed to be haunted. It used to be a courthouse. And so then it became a hotel and we were in the room where it used to be a courtroom. So that like the judge was up on one side and we had tables all in, but it was in the back and it was upstairs and there was pay to park and there were no signage. Ah. Yeah. It had a great time, went with some friends and we wandered around that first day and seeing that there was nobody there, we went ahead and went to the hotel and said, we're not going to stay for tomorrow. We're going to leave today. And we packed up and we went home. I felt bad about that, but 10 people, we had like 10 people come through and I sold a bunch of books still because I sold them to other authors who were bored. So I recommend this. If you're at a show and you're selling and there's like nobody around and there's people coming through authors and looking and going, you know, that your book looks kind of good. And I would say, take it, go back to your table, read as much as you want. If you feel like you want to buy it, bring it back. If you're just going to read it, whatever, and just bring it back to me. And
that's a good idea.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I sold a bunch doing that. So I figure, what the hell, you know, what am I going to do? Come home and bring them home. And I tend to, especially when I went out to Las Vegas for 20 books to 50K, I flew. And so I did not have space in my suitcase to bring anything home with me. Right. I went early and my husband joined me over the weekend when it was over and he brought more stuff and we bought stuff and yeah. And I was giving books away to everybody around my table. In addition to the fiction I write, rolling prompts, you roll dice and you create prompts. And those are a lot of fun. And I have dice and I roll the dice for people walking by to create a prompt from one of the books and that sells them. So if you have something that's interactive, I highly recommend you. Everybody who would walk by would go, what is that? I'd hand them the dice, pick your favorite book, pop it open to a random page, roll the dice. They would create a prompt and then they would buy. And the other thing too, which someone had told me, and I don't remember who, because I sell a lot of eBooks and I really wish I'd set this up to kind of show it, but they're little cards on just where they stick out and you just grab them. And she said, as people are looking at it, say to them, what do you write? And then pull off appropriate ones and hand them to them. And I sold 6 books to a lady, 6 eBooks because I kept handing her things. And finally I'm like, oh, I can't keep handing her every single thing though I probably could have. And then she bought all of them. So.
Well, Melissa, you did a great job. And you know, when I talk about meandering, that is how I found you. I was walking around and your hair is pretty distinctive in the first place, but then you had a beautiful setup. And I was like, so what are these? You know, and as a writer, that just draws you in and you gave me the dice and you said, well, this is how it works. I'm like, fascinating. It was just fantastic. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And we are doing the second draft of those. So I will send you the ebook for that because we're adding instructions to all the books. They didn't have instructions before because we hadn't thought about that. And then when we did the second set of 6, they all came with instructions where you did something. You did a scene or you did, I don't know, something. So we're going back and we're creating 30 sets. And then those same 30 will be in all the books, because I'm not going to write 180 sets of instructions. I'm just not going to do it. Or it's not going to be that interesting. They're all going to be too similar. So I'll send you that when that's done. That'll be done, I don't know, a week
Wonderful.
Or so.
Thank yeah. you. Yeah. I'm yeah. looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, okay. So in addition to the signing date, which is the last day of the convention, and a lot of conventions will do this, some won't, some are a 1-day event, but some will be where you go and there's like 3 or 4 days of things for the authors to do together. So we arrived on, I think things started on Thursday. We arrived on a Wednesday, and on Thursday things started, and I went to the first thing, and I had it sitting here and I lost it, but I won a book because I came from the farthest away.
Nice.
So that was cool. But it was an editing talk. And the speaker was Linda, I think. She did editing. And that was really fascinating to hear her talk. And then she opened it up and the rest of us all gave little tips and things. So did you guys hit any talks during those 3 or 4 days?
Friday. I didn't get there early enough on Thursday because I do most of my driving and get there kind of too late to miss them. I'd have to get up at like 5 a.m. or something. So I went to some on Friday, and I don't think everybody loved this presentation, but I did get some good information out of the audio people. I mean, they weren't really, they didn't have any slides, and I don't think they'd ever done it before. And they were a little bit adult themed, but they did eventually put out some good information. I just took a lot of notes, you know, because I don't know anything about audiobooks. I've never hired an audio narrator. I don't know anything about what things cost or what you do. And so for someone that had like no knowledge, they did provide some good factual bits and pieces about how to find a narrator, how much it should cost, the stuff involved. So for me, that was a helpful one as far as learning something new, because I didn't know any of that. They could have done a better job, but overall I learned. So,
and I didn't get there especially early either. I didn't do any of the classes. I want to take the point of view class, to be honest, because that looked really good. But I did do the brothel tour downtown.
I missed that.
Educational.
How was that?
It was really great. I got to tell you, they had in, so it was upstairs from a saloon that was one of the original brothels. And then they showed you, as they pointed out the window, where down the street all of the other ones were. But in that particular building, they had each room in a different decade, themed in a different decade, to show you what it looked like over time. Starting in, you know, the 20s and 30s, the 40s and 50s, the 60s and 70s. It was really well appointed. Mm-hmm. And they talked about, you know, the politics involved, the money involved, how it ended up lasting as long as it did, because it went well into the 80s before anyone became offended that this was going on, because it isn't anymore in Nevada, right? I mean, come on. So it's just, it was very interesting, the whole history behind it. And the whole tour was about an hour and a half. So they really had a lot to share.
We missed the tour, but we got to talking to someone who knew something about it. And they said that the guy, I want to say it was the mayor, he got remarried. And his wife, he got like born again and got remarried. So he got rid of the brothels, but he brought in gambling.
Oh, see, there you go.
Traded one vice for another. And I bet you that he had property that he could turn into casinos. I'm betting you. Because the brothels would have all.
Are you betting us?
Yeah. I'm betting
I see what you.
I bet you. Yeah. So, yeah, God, I'm clever. I didn't even realize it. If you are like me and you have a national passport book, which, you know, just pretend I'm holding it in my hand here, and you go around to all the state parks and get stamps from them, and there's all kinds of great places that are near Deadwood. So if you're thinking of going to this, and I know that they are still taking people for next year, mm-hmm. and it runs...
Father's Day weekend.
Thank you. It runs Father's Day weekend, and everything starts, I think, on like the Thursday. And I recommend getting hotel reservations now. We got hotel reservations before we left last month, while we were still there, before we checked out. And we already could not get on the Tuesday. We were going to come on Tuesday. So we'll have to stay in Rapid
don't
City.
Don't forget the reading on Friday night. I think a lot of people miss that. And, you know, I don't quite get it because I don't think, did she charge you when you showed up?
She did. I gave her $10. Yeah.
Nobody is ever there checking if you even paid. So I don't know. But anyway, I love the reading and I wish more people would go because it's really quite entertaining. And I think Linda Ray talked about maybe trying to start it a little bit earlier, but it's kind of hard because then it bumps into dinner. So, but it is great. I found great books that way, books I never would have picked up. And when you hear them read aloud, you're like, whoa, I got to read that one. So I end up getting quite a few sales when I read, even if the room isn't full of listeners. So
I had at least two people come up and go, okay, which book would you read from? I want that book. Like, okay, great. Right. And I have a bag that's like this full of books that I bought that my husband ran around. And Kristen helped me. She circled the different people. Yeah. And I told my husband, go find them and ask them what book they read and buy that book. So how about you, Jean? Did you have people come over?
I didn't do the reading. I was at the Lone Star concert on Friday.
Oh, that was a good choice too.
It was really nice. And you know what though? I ended up leaving because of the rain, because it was raining and I could hear it as I was setting up because it was in the room right next door. And I felt like I missed out the whole time. So you guys confirmed I missed out the whole time. So I won't do that. I'll make a point to do that next time.
Yeah, do it next time. Even if you only go for like, you know, the last half hour, pop in. Yeah. And they always have like way more desserts than anybody could ever eat. Nice. It's just like loaded with food that's bad for you.
Well, there is that. So
there were some nice you can sponsor get-togethers, the gatherings, and there's all the kinds of cupcakes, fantastic cupcakes. I think we came in and sat down. No, I sat down, my husband was standing. Your friend Tammy came in with her husband. They walked over to us and
the little get to know you
okay. And then none of us ever moved again until it was time to leave. And I was sitting going, why don't you guys sit down? And they just all continued talking. And I know you left to go talk to somebody. It shut down. And they were all still standing in those positions they'd been when they first came in.
Well, they were doing the live Facebook interviews with Parker Cole. She was sitting in front of a screen and interviewing people on Facebook Live. And I didn't know till the very end. Nice. So don't miss that next year.
Yeah, next year, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and Lynn, so Parker and Lynn, Parker flies into Colorado Springs, and then they drive from Colorado, so I was right behind them. We didn't caravan, but we kept in touch with where we were on our drive up, so yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Well, she's really awesome. I love Parker.
I'll have to try to do some interviews next year.
You should. Bring it up with Linda Ray. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll talk to Linda about doing some, because that would be really fun just to talk to as many people as possible. Because, you know, as a reader, my husband next year will have to spend more time manning my table so that I can have more time going around and looking at the books. Cause I did not get as much time as I wanted to. And I would love to wander for hour and a half and just talk to every single person and open every book and read a paragraph or two from every book. That's the dream to go through and just
harder. Cause I think the year before she maybe had 70 something authors and this year was 20 more, let's say.
Yeah.
It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I think it's how many can she fit in this ballroom? So we might be at max capacity at this point.
We might be. Yeah. Cause there were some tables. There were a couple rows behind me that were empty.
Yeah.
So there were a couple, and she said there were a couple of people that had to cancel at the last minute, but I bet they could add 5 to 10 more tables.
Depending on how much space you want before the basket table, right? Yeah.
We were like 3 or 4 rows in front of the baskets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the door, which was nice. It was a really good spot to walk in. I had just a blast. I had so much fun, met so many great people.
Yeah. And honestly, my best part of the whole day was like the last 15, 20 minutes when they were doing the raffle. Cause I donate a basket and I was watching, right. So I just stood off to the side to see, because you never know. I mean, children's is not a big genre there. And so I had looked in the bag earlier in the day and there were probably a dozen raffle tickets in there. I'm like, wow, I was pleased with that because, you know, when you look at what's available and it was the new activity book with a stuffed Zuggy and some crayons because it's a coloring activity book. So it wasn't one of those huge elaborate ones. It was pretty simple. And when they called the name or the number of the winning raffle, this little boy, he was probably 8 years old, jumped up from his table, did a fist pump and went, yes. And then he ran up to the table and scooped the basket. And people were just so taken by him being so enthusiastic. They were clapping and laughing. And I'm like, oh, that's my boy. It's outstanding. So when they were taking pictures, because they took pictures of everyone who won the raffle, I stepped up and I said, do you mind if I'm in the picture with him? I'm the author. And they're like, no, that's great. So I actually found it on the collection of pictures.
You did?
So I'm going to put it up with a little post on my blog because it was heartwarming. That's what more from as an author do you ever want, but for yes. someone to be so joyful in getting your book.
That's yes. really cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was fun. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. I didn't even know you could buy tickets. I just didn't pay enough attention or I would have bought some tickets.
Well, that's why you have to go back every year.
Yeah.
For something. Yeah. You pick something up every year. Okay, yep. So how can people find you guys to read your books?
Sure. So I am on Amazon and I am at Zuggy. It's yes. Z like in zebra, U-G-G-Y, the rescue pug. So Zuggy the pug. Actually, this one might show up a little better. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
ZuggyThePug.com.
Oh, that's cute.
That will be where you can find us and Amazon if you want to go directly there, or you can get the links from our website.
Awesome. I'll have those in the show notes. And Kristen?
Well, I'm all over the social medias. So I got the TikToks and I got the Instagrams. But kjgillenwater.com. And I'll just show you. This is my rom-com that came out last fall. And I sold quite a few of those. I'd love to sell more. So, and I also have a Facebook page so people can find me there. Wherever you are most comfortable engaging with authors, I'm there.
And that's a good point. I do have Facebook as well for Zuggy and myself. He's more popular, which is how it should be. but we've got a YouTube channel too, where we just do skits. I mean, it's the pug. It kind of happens. And people are like, you should edit. And I'm like, oh no. The parts I would take out are the best parts. They're the funniest. So it's just the pug and I looking at different stories and reading different things and sometimes dressed up and, you know. A pug in a tutu. It's very entertaining. Just saying.
do you guys do TikTok?
I don't.
You know, you might want to think about it because that's the kind of thing that people would just, they love animals.
Yeah.
And once I added my links and started talking about my books, I sell enough through TikTok that it makes it worth my time. Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for that. I hadn't considered that, but that speaks volumes. If you're selling from it, that's incredible. That's great.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I want to thank you ladies for coming on today. And this was Deadwood Reads. I'll have a link to this in the show notes also, along with the ladies' books and how to find them. And if you like sci-fi too, Kristen's got a series called The Genesis Machine. And it is really, really, really good. So I recommend that too. And I can't wait to look for the pug activity book because actually my sister has a grandson who is five. I think he's five now. So I think that would be perfect for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Melissa. Kristen, it was great to meet you.
Yeah, it was great to be on here with you guys. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks,
you
ladies. Too.
Thank you.
Hi, good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, ladies. I had such a great time chatting with Kristen and Jean today and reminiscing about Wild Deadwood Reads in Deadwood, South Dakota. If you are looking for a book show to go to as an author or a reader, check it out. I will have all the links for everything we've talked about today in the show notes. And now we'll be back soon with another great show. And in the meantime, go read a good book.